Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman is an educator, a history teacher, a former basketball coach, and now she's joined the team running for governor. She believes she can lead her team to a title. Coach Coleman already knows what it feels like to draw up a game plan while everybody is in the stands is convinced they've got a better one. And she is the first lieutenant governor to have a baby while in office after dealing with the governor's staff and state legislators. The terrible twos were a piece of cake. And on a personal note, and this is appointment. On a personal note, the lieutenant governor is fighting a winning battle against breast cancer. Not only is she doing that, but she has also inspired thousands of women who are now being reminded of how important regular checkups are. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth, Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman.
Hello and welcome to Fancy Farm. Thank you to St. Jerome's Parish for hosting again this year. Thank you to the Democrats who traveled from all across Kentucky to be here. And to all the Republicans who have been bussed in from other states, welcome to Kentucky. Now, I'm going to begin a little differently than most speakers do because I do have an apology to make. I know there have been jokes that have been made about my hairdresser over the years, and so I do want to apologize for helping her during COVID because it's actually Allison Ball's hairdresser that needed all the help she could get. Lieutenant Governor, because you gave me the opportunity to be the highest elected woman to give birth in office, the only woman ever reelected to this position, and the highest elected teacher in Kentucky. But what I'm really looking forward to is being your governor in 2027. Speaking of governors, I know at least some of you are really upset that Andy couldn't be here this year, and I want you to know that I tried. I really tried to get him here. I even told him Fancy Farm was in New Hampshire, but it didn't work. It just didn't work. Now listen, Andy and I have had a great run. More economic investment and more job creation than ever in Kentucky's history. And it all started because we barely beat Matt Bevin back in 2019. But they're still making headlines. Both of them are still making headlines. Bashir as a presidential contender and Bevin as a perennial criminal. I really cannot imagine how embarrassed I would be if we lost to a guy like that. Jamie Comer, he went from losing to criminals in Kentucky to protecting them in D.C. Meanwhile, the Bashir Coleman administration has been busy protecting Kentuckians. We have sky-high approval ratings for a reason. We prioritized public education, and so did every county across Kentucky when we defeated Amendment 2 in a landslide. One of my favorite things, though, has been the All In for Ag Education Week that Jonathan Schell and I created together. We visited elementary schools all across this state, and Jonathan was so committed, he even wore the same size shirts as elementary school kids did. But really, we were all impacted by our time in school. We were. Like today, Michael Adams' speech is going to be all the proof we need that he was always picked last on the playground. Now, speaking of pick-me-boy energy, what on earth was Russell Coleman thinking when he posted that I wasn't his ex-wife or his sister when I announced my run for governor? I didn't even have to write a joke about it because the social media comments reminded me that the internet is undefeated. So here are a few of my favorite from all of you. Did you marry your sister? I'm confused. No one thought this woman would have ever married you. Keep dreaming. You look like the kind of guy that would marry your sister. And leave it to an unattractive, irrelevant man to try to make it about himself. And forgive me, this is where I was going to put in a Mark Metcalf joke, but I forgot it. And that probably feels pretty fitting today. To my two potential opponents in the upcoming year, Rocky and Jamie. I've known them both for a very long time. They both actually served in the House with my dad. So they'll probably tell you that they knew me when I was in diapers. And if these two hang around much longer, I'm going to be able to say the same thing about them.